This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Steve, before we get to the strawberry letter, I just want to remind our listeners that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And as you know, I've been working with the Alma G. Davis Foundation for many years, helping bring awareness and to actually end domestic violence. But we, of course, need your help. We're having a big virtual event. I want to ask everyone to please don't forget to join my virtual team. They're called the Strawberry Steppers. I'll be walking. You can run. You can play basketball. You can swim. You can do whatever you want to do. Remember, it's all virtual. All you have to do is click the link in my Instagram bio to find out more and find out how you can help. Okay? Thank you.
Right,
or you can go to the AlmaGDavisFoundation.org. Find out more information. Okay.
Great job.
All right.
Shirley.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right. Switching gears. It's time now for today's strawberry letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. Right here. Right now, Jay. That's all.
Buckle up
you.
And hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, subject. I want to sleep with my pastor. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 44-year-old woman, and I've been attending a church in my city for about 7 months now. It's a small church, and I love the members, and I am truly blessed weekly by the beautiful sermons the pastor preaches. The pastor is my age, single, and fine. After I began attending the church, the pastor and I became friends on social media, which wasn't unusual because he's big on promoting the church through social media. And like I said, he's single. We started interacting by liking each other's posts and messaging each other in the DMs if we saw something that we wanted to share. Our messages were never inappropriate. He sent group texts about church committee meetings or if something was going on that everyone should know about. So I took it a step further and started texting him one-on-one to ask how his day was going or to comment on the daily scripture he posted online. He'd respond right away with a cute but respectable response. I began to think there might be some chemistry between us, and I couldn't wait for our church to resume normal services so I could see him. While he's giving us the word, all I can think about is giving him the business. I want desperately to sleep with my pastor, but he's different now when I see him. He's become very distant and he no longer interacts with me on social media. So I haven't tried to text him because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. My mom told me that God revealed to him that I had indecent thoughts about him and he's trying to avoid me. I can't just turn my feelings off, so I'm thinking about leaving his church. What if he's feeling the same way about me and he can't express it? What should I do? Well, you say he's single, right? You said that in the letter. You said he's single and fine. And of course, he's a man and he's a man of the cloth, but he's also a man. So if he was interested in you as a man, not as a man in the cloth, I'm sure he would have no problem asking you out for coffee or something, right? Key words, if he was interested in you. It sure seems like he's not because he has never been inappropriate with you. You said his responses on social media have always been respectable with you, and every communication has been with a group text or just a neutral, non-committal type response on his part. And now you say he's distant with you. Well, that means he doesn't want to get into anything with you. Now you're talking about leaving the church because you want to sleep with him so desperately. You can't think of the message when he's preaching. All you can think of is giving him the business when he's giving you the message. You said all of that. Clearly, you're no longer there for the message and what the Lord is saying, because all you can think about is fornicating with your pastor. Keep in mind now, I'm not condemning you. We all fall short, and have impure thoughts and all that. But what happens when you go to a different church and they have a fine pastor, because you're talking about leaving, and the same things happen? You're going to want to sleep with him too? What I'm saying is, please stop trying to tempt your pastor. Just go to church, get the word, and if the single pastor is interested in making you his first lady, or he just wants to holler at you, I'm sure he will. Okay? Leave him alone for now. Steve?
Yeah, let's go on and get into this one-sided letter. I want to sleep with my pastor. Well, let's find out if he feel the same way. All right, let's go. Okay. You 44 years old. Been in this church in your city for about 7 months. Small. You love the members. Truly blessed weekly. Mm-hmm. By the beautiful sermons the pastor preaches. Oh, okay. You in that cause of the beautiful sermons that your pastor preaches. I just made a note of that on my paper. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The pastor is my age, single and fine. Mm-hmm. The pastor is 44, single and fine. The pastor.
It's
after you've been attending the church, you became friends on social media, which wasn't unusual because he's big on promoting the church on social media. Like I said, he's single. You've said that 3 times in the letter.
Yeah.
We got it. He's single and you too. But he's single and fine. We started interacting by liking each other's posts and messaging each other in the DMs. Now, let me explain something to you. He like a lot of people posts. He trying to grow the church. I promise you, yours ain't the only post he liked. Then we started messaging each other in the DMs. If we saw something we wanted to share, our messages were never inappropriate, so he ain't never hit on you. And in these DMs, he has not one time told you you was fine. Hello.
Hold it, Steve. We'll have part 2 of your response, of Steve Harvey's response, coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My strawberry letter for today, the subject is, I want to sleep with my pastor. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I want to sleep with my pastor.
Keyword, what? I want to sleep with my pastor. I am a 44-year-old woman, been going to this church all this time, and I love the members and everything, and then I'm blessed by the beautiful sermons that the pastor preaches. Once again, oh, okay. The pastor is my age, single and fine. Key word, the pastor is single and fine. You've been at the church, and you all wasn't unusual, but y'all been friends on social media, because he promotes the church through the social media. Like I said, he's single. We got it. That's 3 times. We started interacting by liking each other's posts and messaging each other in the DMs. You ain't the only one that slid in his DMs, and you ain't the only one post he likes. This ain't nothing new. Where you think? How you think he learned how to like a post?
Okay, I hear you, Steve.
This ain't nothing new. Mm-hmm. We saw something that we wanted to share, y'all sliding each other's DMs. Our messages were never inappropriate. Right there. He ain't never told you you was fine. He done kept it clean. He sent group texts about the church committee meetings or something was going on and all this here and everybody needed to know about. Here we go. So I took a step. And further and started texting him one-on-one to ask his day was going to commit on the day. See, you took a step. He didn't. You took this step, lady. He didn't. And I tell him a comment on the scripture he posted. You don't give a damn about these scriptures. Stop bringing these scriptures up.
She really does.
He preached these beautiful sermons. Stop.
He doesn't.
I commented on the scripture. You sound fake. He'd respond right away with a cute but respectable reply. Oh, that's so nice. So happy you could be there. Mm-hmm. I want nothing more than to please my membership. Oh, Lord Jesus. He said that to me. He ain't said nothing. Here we go again. I began to think there might be some chemistry between us. Here your ass is thinking by your damn self. See this one side of the ass letter. I began to think there might be some chemistry between us. Mm. And I couldn't wait for our church to resume normal services so I could see him. He wasn't sitting up waiting on resuming normal services so he could see you.
Right.
You began. So now, here we go. All I can think, and I could see him, while he's giving us the word, all I can think about is giving him the business.
Wow.
Okay. So here we go. Let's go back up to the top about these beautiful really sermons. These sermons is beautiful because you daydream. Uh-huh. Oh, so why are he talking about the word? I mean, where are you going? So you taking Bible studies and plugging yourself in there in a different type of way, lady?
Yes.
If I could touch the hem of his garment, I sure want his garment.
Oh, Lord.
He was not talking about that, lady. See, that's why all these sermons is so beautiful to you, because your ass is somewhere else. You in Erotic City. He trying to get you to heaven. You want to go to Erotic City.
Ooh,
yes.
You prince.
Preach, pastor.
So now, I want desperately to sleep with my pastor, but he different now when I see him.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
Okay. See, a couple of your texts went a little bit too far. Mm-hmm. So now he different when I see him. He's become very distant, and he no longer interacts with me on social media. So I haven't tried to text him because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. Because you ain't the only one slid in the DMs. Somebody else has slid in the DMs. That's single and fine. He ain't never told you was fine. My mom told me that God revealed to him that I had indecent thoughts about him, and he's trying to avoid me. That could be very well true. I don't know your mother. Seemed like a godly woman to make a statement like that. So maybe that's true, and he's trying to live his life the best way. I just can't turn my feelings off. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
can.
Keep them. So I'm thinking about leaving his church. I bet he don't call, see where you at. What if he's feeling the same way about me? He'd have told you. See, listen to this line. What if he's feeling the same way about me and he can't express it? What pastor do you know has trouble expressing himself? Don't they talk for a living in front of large groups of people? Lady, there's no such thing as a pastor that has trouble expressing himself. Are you crazy? What should I do? Leave the church. And let me ask you something. All these feelings you got about him, do he feel any of this for you?
No.
I don't think so. You have trumped up this whole imaginary relationship.
Yes.
He up there giving the word, been up all Saturday trying to write this beautiful word and this message, saving souls. And you in here thinking about disrobing the pastor and just giving him the business. But he ain't looking at you doing the sermons. And since he's single and fine, you don't think maybe he's somewhere giving somebody the business?
All right.
You ain't the only one. Thank you, fine.
Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.